Chapter 8, Devotional 21. Judas was no surprise. Forgiveness in the face of betrayal. In John 6:70, we hear, Jesus answered them, "Did I myself not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." The truth of this verse is penetrating. Jesus chose Judas, knowing he would betray him. It is hard to imagine what the human side of Jesus felt at times as he sat across from Judas, knowing what Judas would do and the impact it would have on his life. That Jesus chose Judas, knowing who he was and what he would do, illustrates Jesus' ability to walk in love. It also points out the depth of Jesus' commitment to fulfilling God's will and plans while he lived on this earth. Jesus understood that Judas' betrayal was a necessary part of God's overall plan for mankind. Most of us know the sting of deceit and betrayal. The hurt and disappointment can last years before forgiveness comes. I have faced the betrayal both in my personal life and in my professional life. Being betrayed at the office and stabbed in the back for a promotion and advancement hurt, but it paled in comparison to the personal betrayal by my best friend and brother in Christ. I praise God for His grace that has allowed me to forgive and reconcile with my friend. Child of God, I suggest you ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you about any unresolved hurt, anger, bitterness, or resentment over a betrayal in your life. Ask God to show you what He wants you to learn from the experience. Pray and ask God to forgive you for your sin of unforgiveness. Open your heart to His grace so you can forgive. Don't drink the poison of bitterness, anger, hurt, and unforgiveness. It is a poison that will destroy your life. I encourage you to choose today to walk in love with everyone, regardless of their actions. When betrayal comes, copy Jesus. Be faithful to His call on your life. Be forgiving and walk in love. Lord, thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. Jesus, the example you set with Judas and those who persecuted you encourages me and challenges me. Teach me to look at people and situations through your eyes and your heart. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.